This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The time has come as we get into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience with our seasoned professional man, Prashawin Naidu, who got behind the wheel of the stunning Mahindra XUV 700. It's said to be affordable, luxurious, and a positive evolution for the Indian car manufacturer. So Prashawin will share his impressions and a motoring tip and a sizzling hot gem of the week. Good afternoon, Prashawin, and welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Vash. Thank you for having me and congrats. We are into the new month and I'm looking forward to welcome you throughout the year.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. It feels so good, you know, to do another year with you, Prashawin. Let's make more memories, yeah?
Let's do it.
All right. So you got behind the wheel of the Mahindra XUV 700. So let's chat about the looks, you know, and compare the past to the present. What's so special about this car, Prashawin?
You know, it's definitely a clear evolution of the yesteryear, the XUV 500, if I could describe that one quite quickly. It was a very quirky looking car. Some journalists may remember that at the back end of the car, it had a moustache. Very comical, very funny. And fast forward now, obviously the XUV 700 dazzles with its modern flair, it's sleek, and I was came draped in this electric blue color with some LED headlamps, 18-inch diamond cut alloy wheels, and the automatic car has also reinvented their logo. It stands for aspirational and authentic, and definitely you feel the part inside the XUV 700.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, from our conversation now, I picked up the words stunning, flair, and sleek, right? So is it safe to say it is a luxury on wheels or not?
It is, most certainly. It is fair to say. Ours was the top spec model, so it was priced at 570,000 rand. Some cool features that stood out was the beautiful 12-speaker Sony sound system, a lovely luxurious leatherette compound in a cream color, crisp user-friendly entertainment screen, and just a plethora of wireless charging, multiple USB ports, and some safety features that really left me quite impressed was that it had forward collision warning, emergency braking, high beam assist, and obviously lane keeping and lane departure. But apart from that, it's quite safe. 7 airbags, very impressive.
Amazing, amazing. Tell us the secrets. Tell us the secrets about the car, man. How was the drive in the XUV 700?
All right, let me spill the beans. So it's powered by a lively 2-liter turbocharged petrol motor, pushing out 149 kilowatts and 380 newton meters of torque. It is paired with a slick 6-speed automatic transmission, but the vehicle feels very comfortable, very refined. The steering is lovely and light in terms of its sound dampening and its overall noise in the cabin. It's very well insulated. Power is ample. Fuel-wise, I achieved 10.1 liters per 100 kilometers on simple cruising on the straight roads, but it's fair in the fuel department, not too shabby.
Amazing, amazing. So who's this graceful, you know, SUV meant for, Prashawin? I mean, would this be on your deck of cards if you had to purchase in today's market, of course?
Definitely a family man who despises the German brands and wants something different, unassuming, and gives you plenty bang for your buck. I would buy the XUV 700. I think Mahindra has really upped their game, and they always do. I always do say, go test drive the car. As you always know, you always find out until you try it, I think. And pricing-wise, it's definitely something I would consider.
All right, all right. And let's talk about competition, man. Who are its competitors? What does the XUV 700 pack? Does it really pack a punch?
It definitely packs a punch. It competes with the Toyota Fortuner, Ford Everest, and Isuzu MU-X. And it's definitely a hard hitter, to fair to say. And, you know, it's cheap in price, plentiful to giving you plentiful to play. The only thing is that it's not meant for the heavy off-roading kind of car. I think the alternative would be the Mahindra Scorpio N would be better suited for those terrains.
Amazing. So as we wrap up, do let us give us the motoring tip followed by the hot gem of the week, Prashawin.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So safety first. It's quite alarming from what I've seen, especially amongst the younger crowd, that I don't know why it's become so cool not to wear your seatbelt. I think I cannot stress the importance of simple act of taking 2 seconds to wear your seatbelt. Too many people die from not wearing their seatbelt. So let's rather arrive alive and do the right thing. And ending off on that note, let's end off with 21 Savage Red Rum, I believe.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, my brother. May you have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a safe and blessed weekend and listeners.
All right. And that was Preshewin Naidu. Do best and follow him on Instagram at Preshewin_Naidu. Check out the Capricorn Adventure, man. The motoring experience, it's hot every single week, you know, for your newest car reviews.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.